From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Utility crews from 14 states worked over the weekend to restore electricity to people in Missouri and Illinois. The major storm that blew through the area has been blamed for at least 19 deaths, and there are still nearly 300,000 customers without power. Tom Weber of member station KWMU reports from St. Louis.
It's not the first time this year the Missouri National Guard has walked the streets of St. Louis. A few months ago, at the peak of summer, they went to check on people who had lost power and were baking in a heat wave. Now, Specialist John Mitchell and some members of the 1175th Military Police Company are sitting in a Humvee on Claxton Avenue on the city's north side, trying to stay warm.
We're finding out where people are regaining their power, if people need blankets. We're advising them of warming centers, seeing if there's any medical emergencies, checking on the elderly, young children, things like that.
The Guard troops were gathering for their unit's Christmas party Friday when Missouri's governor mobilized them. For a few people, they've been too late. Some residents trying to heat their home with generators or charcoal have been killed by carbon monoxide poisoning.
Okay, are you okay? Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else in this building? Okay.
They've also been finding more houses with the lights on, like Marsha Winfrey Woodlands, who had lost power for 3 days.
Whenever there's a power outage, this side of the street always loses its, the odd side of the street always loses the power. But that, when we regained ours this time, they went out across the street. Theirs went out.
Officials with the utility Ameren are warning residents here that it will be a few more days before all power is restored, and that means some might go as long as a week in the dark. And that's becoming all too familiar for some in St. Louis. The power outage in July was the biggest in the region's history, with power out in some areas as long as 9 days. This time around, many residents are bunking with friends or family with power, though a number of city buildings have been converted into heating centers. And as Red Cross supervisor Don Abbey looks out over a gymnasium filled with cots, he recognizes some of the faces. This time, though, he has his own problems back home.
I live about 130 miles from here, north. We ended up with about 23 inches of snow.
The same telephone hotline that was set up during the summer is being used again, which is how Clement Salufo found refuge from his cold apartment in the St. Louis suburb of Florissant.
It's not as bad as some other people are. And we look back, I look back at the people in New Orleans was still not home.
Did you lose power in the summer too?
Yes, yes, 6 days in the summer months. I mean, but it was a little better in the summer months. Daylight was a lot longer, and you could have walked outside, which right now you can't. You're very uncomfortable right now.
Back on Claxton Avenue in North St. Louis, as firefighters and National Guard troops get to the end of the block, they get a nice surprise.
The power just turned on right now.
They just got the power on.
So these guys just got power here?
Just got it restored, as we were talking.
With power restored to both sides of the street, they're now free to move to the next neighborhood to check residents there. Temperatures tonight are forecast to fall to the teens. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Louis.